This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Nearly a year since its inception, the U.S. House of Representatives Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol will go public tonight with its findings, starting with a primetime session, starting right about now. Representative Jamie Raskin is on the nine-member panel that plans to give an overview of its 11-month investigation. Here's what he had to say.
None of us saw the behind-the-scenes effort to overthrow the 2020 presidential election result. And so there was a method to the madness of that day.
Lawmakers say they hope to show the American public how democracy came to the brink of disaster. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the battle for the eastern city of Severodonetsk is one of the most difficult of the war, while highlighting its importance in the key Donbas region. VOA contributor Anna Chernikova shared more from Kyiv with VOA Flashpoint Ukraine's host Steve Miller.
Ukrainian soldiers, they control the industrial part of the city. Industrial part is basically the it's a territory of Azot chemical plant. It's quite big. I would say that it's around maybe 25% of the whole city.
Russia has concentrated its troops and firepower on the small industrial city to secure the surrounding province on behalf of Moscow-backed separatists. Ukraine's forces pulled back to the city's outskirts on Wednesday, but have vowed to fight there for as long as possible. Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Britons on Thursday he was on their side, vowing to build a high-growth, low-tax economy, despite a major revolt against his leadership this week. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Greece on Thursday to demilitarize islands in the Aegean Sea, saying he was not joking. Turkey says Greece has been building a military presence on the Aegean in violation of treaties that guarantee the unarmed status of the islands. It argues that the islands were ceded to Greece on condition that they be kept demilitarized. Greece and Turkey are NATO allies, but the neighboring countries have a history of disputes over a range of issues, including mineral exploration in the eastern Mediterranean Sea and rival claims on the Aegean. More than 1.5 years after the embassy was first announced, the U.S. President Joe Biden is expected soon to nominate the first American ambassador to the Maldives. A senior U.S. official said the State Department is on the right track to open its first embassy in the Maldives very quickly at a time of increased geopolitical competition with China. Donald Liu, the Assistant Secretary of State for South and Central Asian Affairs, made those comments before a House Foreign Affairs Subcommittee hearing this week. Thailand's decision to allow the cultivation and possession of marijuana has come into effect as people around the country celebrate. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Cheers erupt as the first customer at the Highland Cafe enters the shop on the day that marijuana has officially become legal. Ritipong Bakchul told the AP he's proud to be the first customer to now be able to buy cannabis at the cafe. I can say it out loud that I'm a cannabis smoker. I don't need to hide it, like in the past when it was branded an illegal drug. Thailand has become the first nation in Asia to decriminalize the drug for medical and industrial use. In fact, Thailand's public health minister plans to distribute 1 million marijuana seedlings. We should know how to use cannabis. If we have the right awareness, cannabis is like gold, something valuable and should be promoted. However, tourists should proceed cautiously, as smoking in public could still be considered a nuisance, subject to a potential 3-month jail sentence and $780 fine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization said Thursday its latest investigation into the origins of COVID-19 was inconclusive, largely because data from China is missing. It's another blow to its years-long effort to determine how the pandemic began. The missing data, where the first cases were reported in December 2019 in China, meant it was not possible to identify exactly how the virus was first transmitted to humans. And our top story once again, nearly a year since its inception, the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol goes public tonight. Marissa Melton, VOA News.